Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Makot Daf Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of the Mishnah, discussing Hasuma in Ogole, continuing with which classes of people go into exile. Hasuma in Ogole, the Rabbi Yehuda Meir Meir Gole. So Machloket Rabbi Yehuda Meir, we saw this earlier in several places it was cited. The Machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about whether a blind person goes into Galut. We'll see forthwith in the Gemara the reason for their disagreement. Hasone eino gole. Somebody who has enmity towards the victim does not go into Galut. And Rabbi Yosi Omer Hasone Neharag. Not only that, but he is killed. Neshehuku Mu'ad. And in the other Nusach that we had in the Gemara, it's Mu'ad Humutre. We assume that he means ill and that he probably did this intentionally. He puts a kind of a middle twist between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, and that is, it depends. If it's conceivable that you could say this was intentional, he doesn't go into Galut, not necessarily killed. But if it looks like it was unintentional, he goes into Galut. Alright, we'll see more details about that too. Tana Rabbanan. Here's the machloket. Below Ra'ot, the Torah says that if he goes into the forest and does something and he killed him below Ra'ot, without seeing him. Prat l'sumah, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you see that if he otherwise can't see, he's not in the Parsha. It's only this guy who normally can see, didn't see the victim. Me'er below Ra'ot, Rabotat asumah. He sees it really as someone that includes the sumah. Let's see why. My tamen Rabbi Yehuda, dichtiv asheyavot reyu bayar, meaning anybody who comes into the forest, afilu sumah, that includes even a blind guy. Ata below Ra'ot mate, below Ra'ot, that excludes him. Rameir says, below Ra'ot, Lema'et, Bivlidat is also Lema'et. Without intent is also Lema'et. Miyut Achamiyut, Mein Miyut Achamiyut, other real Rabot. Here we have again the system of Miyut and Ribui. When you have an exclusion followed by an exclusion, it's really there to counterintuitively include, and so the Summa is included. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bivlidat, he agrees with the system. He just says, Bivlidat is there, Prat Lamit Kavenhu Data. It's there to exclude somebody who intends to do an act of violence, but hit the wrong guy, or didn't intend it to be that hard, in which case, he would not go to Galut. Rabbi Yossi Omer said, Hasona Neharag, but didn't give the guy Hatra'at. And how could this guy, just because he had enmity, according to Rabbi Yossi, how could he be killed for this? The answer is, but this Rabbi Yossi is not the regular Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, it's Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. He, the Tanu, Yossi ben Yehuda Omer, Chavei Yossi Hatra'at. Remember, our Talmud Chacham, according to Yisrael Yehuda, does not need Hatra'ah. If he shalint not Hatra'ah, love chid mishog l'meizit. The whole purpose of Hatra'ah is to make sure the guy knew what he was doing and was and had intended it. Same thing here. The Hatra'ah is to make sure that the guy really intends harm. If we know he intends harm because he has enmity towards him, he doesn't need Hatra'ah, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Yisroel Gola, etc. Tanu, etc. Rabbi Shimon Yisroel Gola, Vishen Yisroel Gola. What's an example? Nifsak Golel. Let's say he's got a pail going up, and the rope that holding it breaks and falls. Then he goes to Galut, because that's not something he could have intended. Nishmat, but it fell out of his hands, eno golel, because that looks too fishy. He says the opposite, which is, you'd only go to Galut if the thing falls out of your hand. Machatzala might be the magila, the pitch roller that we had in the first year. So we have a double problem here, a double contradiction, because first of all, in the first brighter, Rabbi Shimon said that if it fell out of your hands, you don't go to Galut, and in this one you don't. And the second one is if it fell out of your hands in the first brighter, you don't go to Galut. Here you do. So the answer is nifsaka nifsak lo kasha, and now we're going to follow Rashi's girsa on this, which is far preferable. If you take a look, you'll see why. Haba oev haba sone. Nifsaka nifsak, haba oev haba sone. So nishmat anishmat, meaning the contradiction between whether or not it slipped out or not, the solution is haba oev haba sone. And nifsaka nifsak harebi harabonan. And he reads it as follows. And Rashi goes through the entire girsa, and he presents our girsa also, but he says it makes no sense. He explains as follows. He said, nishmat anishmat, the way that we solve the problem about it slipping out of the hands, is haba ohev, if the guy has normal relations or likes the guy, and it fell out of his hands, then we say that that's galut. But on the other hand, if it's somebody you really don't like and it falls out of the hands, then we're concerned that maybe you let it slip on purpose. Nifsak a nifsak, but if on the other hand the rope broke, then it's HaRebbe HaRabbanan. Rebbe and Rabbanan goes back to the Machloket Rebbe and Rabbanan in the first year about what happens when the axe handle flies out. Rebbe says you're putter. It's only the wood that you're chopping that flies out that kills, and Rabbanan say the opposite. So therefore, if you had the rope and the rope broke and the thing fell, according to Rebbe, you wouldn't be chayiv, because that's like the axe handle. According to Rabbanan, you would be chayiv. And therefore, it has nothing to do with Oeva Sone. Okay, the next Mishnah is really two and a half Mishnah put together. Lechan Golin, where do you go? Where do they go to? So far, we said you go into exile. Where do you go? Learei Miklat, to the cities of refuge. L'shalosh Sheb'Eivar Yarden, L'shalosh Sheb'Eretz Kanan. There's three in Transjordan, three in Canaan. Shneimar, Shlosh Sharim Titnu Me'Eivar Yarden, Shlosh Sharim Titnu Be'Eretz Kanan. That's in Masay. Ad Shelo Nivcharu Shalosh Sheb'Eretz Yisrael, until the three, Kedesh, Shechem, and Chevron, in Eretz Yisrael were picked. Lo Hayu Shalosh Sheb'Eivar Yarden, Kol Tot, the three, Golan, Ramot, and Betzer, in Transjordan, didn't work. Shneimar, Shesh Arim Yiklat Tiyana, the six have to be, meaning, they can't, none of them work until all six of them were in place. The roads from one to the other are very clearly marked. We'll see what Ushilashta means later on. It's unclear at which point, whether it's when the guy is running, or when the guy is being escorted back to Beit Din, or being escorted back to the Yermiklat, but he has two Tamei Chachamim with him. Shemei Agenu Baderech V'Daburei Lav. Because the Goel Hadam, the blood relative, may catch up with him and try to kill him, and these guys should talk to him. We'll see what that all means. Rabbi Omer, Humadavar Deyatzmo. No, he speaks to them on his own. Now, Shenemar, that doesn't mean he doesn't have the escorts, but he should speak to him. Shenemar, V'zed Dvar HaRotzeach. Dvar here being the words of the Rotzeach, not the matter of the Rotzeach. Means there's a point at which he has to speak. Yosef Yehuda Omer, Tchila echad shogeg v'chad mezid maktim in Arei Miklat. Yisrael Yehuda says everybody would run to Arei Miklat. Beitin shochim v'ino tomisham. And then Beitin would summon him. Mishit chayev mitab Beitin. If the guy was chayav for intentional killing, haragu, they'd kill him. Shlint chayev mitah, and if he wasn't, they'd send him home. Patru. Chayev galut. If he had to go to galut, machzino told him mekon. Then he'd go back to that town. Shenemar, v'shivo to aydal, yir miklato. The Beitin. And Reshivu, they'll save him, meaning from death, and they'll send him back to Yermiklat. Okay, let's go back to it. Tan Rabbanan, Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'Evar Yadain, Hadan Hivdil Yoshua Eretz Kanan. So Moshe set up three in Transjordan, and parallel to them, Yoshua set up in Canaan. Chuvanot Ayu Kamin Shtei Shirot Shebecherem. They were actually even on a latitudinal point, just like two rows in a vineyard. Chevron b'Yehuda, Keneged Betzer b'Amidbar. So Chevron and Betzer were more or less parallel. Shechem b'Har Ephraim, Keneged Ramot b'Gilad. Shechem and Ramot are near each other, kind of parallel. Kedesh b'Har Naphtali, Keneged Golan Bashan. And Kedesh up in Lebanon is parallel to the Golan. V'shilashta, what's that? Shiyu m'shulashin. Meaning, she midarom l'Chevron, l'Chevron, l'Shechem, 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 l'Kedesh, l'Kedesh, l'Shechem, l'Kedesh, Kedesh l'Tzafon. That the distance from the boundary to city number one, from city one to two, two to three, and three to the other boundary are all the same. Be'Evar HaYarden Tlat, Be'Eretz Yisrael Tlat, why are there three in Transjordan with only two and a half tribes, and three in Eretz Yisrael with almost everybody else there? Rabaye, Be'Gilad Shechichi Rotzchim. The answer is Gilad has a lot of murderers. Dichtiv, Gilad Kiryat Po'aleyavin Akubam Midam, is swallowing in blood. My Akubam Midam, what does that mean? So the Joshua Malazar Shayu Okuvin La'arogin Fashot, they would ambush people to kill. So how come on each side towards the boundaries, the cities are distant? But the middle ones are closer, because if you're between Shem and Chevron, you have less of a distance than if, let's say, at the border and you're going to Chevron. That the middle city, Shechem, also was a bloody city. Dichtiv, Chichei Ish Kedudim, Chever Kohanim, Derech Yiratzchu Shechema, or Shechma. That's in the same, in the next pasuk in Hosea. Now, my chever koanim, why do they call them chever koanim? These murderers are moralas, shemit mitchabrin la'rog nefashot. They would gather to kill people, koanim halalu, shemit mitchabrin la'chlok trumot v'et agonot. Just like koanim who get together to separate their trumot. They'd gather like a group. Vetuleika, there's only these six cities. Vaktiv, you have another 42 cities of the Levim to add to these six. The six cities, the Arei Miklat, will protect you whether or not you went in intentionally or not. The other 42 only work if you intentionally go there. Let's go one by one. Is Chevron really an Ir Miklat? Moshe promised Kalev the city of Chevron. Kalev approached Yoshua in Perek Tetvav when Yehuda is getting his territory, and Yoshua gave it to him, and that's repeated in the beginning of Shoftim. Abaya Parvadaha. Abaya says what Kalev got was the outer parts of the city, the suburbs, if you will. Kedesh Ir Miklat Avi, was Kedesh really of Naphtali? Barak city, was that really near Miklat? These fortified cities of Naphtali include Kedesh, Vitanya, but we have a bright Tarim Halalu, the cities of Miklat. You don't make them tiny little shtetlach, and you don't make them huge cities. You make them average sized cities, and Kedesh is a big city. Yosef Tarti Kedesh Ave. There's two places called Kedesh, and there's a few places called Kadesh also. Rashi Kigon Salikum Va'akra de Salikum. So in Mesopotamia, there was a large town called Salikum, and there was a town nearby called Akra de Salikum. That's Kedesh, and the two Kedeshes here. All right, let's look at this. Gufa Arim Halalu Eino Sinotam Lotirin Kedim Lochachim Golim. We already saw that. Elar Ben Yoniot. They have to be mid-sized cities. Ve'ein Moshivinotan Elam Makom Mayim. They have to be near water. You have to bring water in. It has to be in a place where there's markets, people traveling with food, selling, buying. They have to be in an area where there's other cities around it. Let's say that gets diminished. Then Beit Din has to add more settlements around it. In Matu Diureim, let's say that the citizens of the city, the number went down. We bring other Jews in and settle the city. We'll see all of this why. Says you can't sell weapons or traps in the city. They say that's mutar. Shavin, but they agree. You don't lay traps out in the city. You don't lay out ropes in the city. Why? We don't want the Goel Adam to have an excuse to come in, or if he does come in, to have weapons available or traps, etc. Okay? Now, Rav Yitzchak Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports all of this? The water, the shvakim, the size of the city and everything else? Vanas alachat minarim ha'el v'achai. He has to go there and live. Avid lemidit avi l'chayuta. You have to make sure that he can live there. So there has to be water, that's the shvakim. There has to be an area that itself is not too small. So he's vulnerable, but not too big, so the Goel Adam could sneak in. There have to be cities around it to kind of protect it, and a lot of citizens in it. Tana, Talmid Shegala. Now, as a result of this saying of Vachai, we have the following halacha. If a student goes in a galut, Maglin Raboimo, his Rebbe has to go with him. Shemar Vachai, Avi Lamidid Avi Lechiyute, has to live. The student can't live without his Rebbe. So make sure you don't teach a student who's not okay, because he may kill somebody, and then you have to go to galut. Rav Yochanan, Harav Shegala, let's say a Rebbe goes into Galut, Maglin Yeshiva Toimos, all Yeshiva has to go with him, for the same reason. How do we know that Divrei Torah protect you? Shenemar et Betzer Bamidbar, the Pasuk that talks about the cities that Moshe set up, is followed by Vezot HaTorah. The answer is Lokasha, Habe'inan Da'asikba, Rinan Da'asikba. When you're learning, it protects you, but when not. And therefore, you can't just stay learning. You got to go to the city so you be protected even when you're sleeping. What does koltin mean? It means Torah protection from the Malach HaMavad, but not from the Goel Adam. Famous story among many stories about David and Rabbah. So we have the story of Rav Chista. He was sitting and learning in Beirav. The Malach HaMavad couldn't get to him. Beirav, by the way, Rav is dead, but Rav Chista is learning in Beirav, and the Malach HaMavid couldn't get to him. To Lohave Shatik Pumim Igirsa, because Rav Chista was learning nonstop, so the Malach HaMavid couldn't get him. Salik Viati Va'arzad Beirav. So the Malach HaMavid, the Satan, went up to the top of some big tree. Paka Arzav Shatik. What happened is he made the tree crack. Rav Chista was startled for a moment and was quiet, and then he took him. Why is Reuven city the first city that he mentioned of the army klat, the first city of salvation? Because he was the first one who tried to save Yosef. Reuven tries to save Yosef by saying, throw him in the pit, and then I'll come back and save him. Why did Moshe set up these three cities? Hazrach Shemesh L'Rotzchim. Let the sun rise for the murderers. In other words, for the killers, not murderers. In other words, give them some hope. Either that or HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him a Yeshakoyach saying, you did a good job, you brought the sun up for the killers. You saved them. Somebody who loves money will not have enough money, which we generally see as a negative statement. But here, Oiv Kesel, his podcast is Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, that somebody who loves mitzvot can never get enough mitzvot. He knew the three he would set up wouldn't be active. If I have a chance to do a mitzvah, I'll do it, even though it won't be effective till later. What's about the second half of the pasuk? Mina el lamed bahamon. Who should be taught publicly? Mishukol tefuah shalom means somebody who has Torah at his fingertips. Meaning, you teach somebody publicly, or he's at a public shiur of yours, and everybody sees he's such a great Talmud Chacham. Who will speak God's wonders or God's power and sing all of his praise? Lamina el malel gvorot Hashem. Who, to whom is it proper? Who should speak gvorot Hashem? Who can praise all of him? Meaning, you want somebody to doing the praise of somebody who's going to represent it properly. So you want to teach somebody publicly who's already a Talmud Chacham and people recognize that. For Rabbanu Yitem Rabbanu Mary, Amar Mi Ahoy V'Hamon Lo Tfuwa. Meaning, a different take on the Pasuk, Mikol Ahoy V'Hamon, somebody who loves to teach publicly, Lo Tfuwa, that's a great schar. Rabbanu Yenayu B'Rava B'Rei D'Rabba. So they looked at this Rava B'Rei D'Rabba, who evidently liked to teach publicly. If somebody loves to learn in a public area, he gains greatly. In other words, learning in a public venue is a very good schar. Yosef Hanina is a famous drasha. There's a sword on the isolated ones. This is a sword against the Talmidei Chachamim who study alone, in seclusion. Not only that, but they become stupider. Then Aharon says, we acted foolishly when we spoke against you, Moshe. Not only that, but they sinned. From here, Noalu Saret, so on, they have sinned. Okay, so we see that studying alone is not a good thing, and studying b'chavura, and with a large group, that's good. That's the lo tfuat. Avina, why is different take? Kol ha'evim la'med ma'hamon lo tfuat. Somebody loves to teach publicly. Famous statement of Rebbe. I learned a lot from my teachers. I got more from my colleagues than from my teachers. When we tell me that, you'll tell me kulam, and from my students even more. So if you teach publicly, you'll get great stuff because you have lots of students who are correcting you and pointing out things and asking good questions. What does that mean? We were standing in your gates, Yerushalayim. What caused our legs to be able to stand in war? Because in Yerushalayim they were studying Torah, we could stand in war. The pasuk before that, the opening pasuk of this parak, why is David saying, I want to go to Beit Hashem? There is no Beit Hashem yet. I have heard people saying they can't wait for me to die, so that Shlomo will come and build a Beit HaMikdash and they can make Aliyah LaRegel. The Samachti, and I was happy that people were saying that. Amar LaKodesh Baruch Hu Tov Yikitov Yom B'Chatzerecha Me'alef. One day in your courtyard is better than 1,000. What does that mean? Tov Liyom Echad Shata Osek Patram Fanai. One day of your studying in Torah before me is greater Me'alef Olot Shatit Shlomo Michal Akriv Fanai Avuzbeach than 1,000 Olot that Shlomo, your son, will bring on the Mizbeach. Okay, back to the Arami Klad. We say the roads are very clearly marked. And Yaakov Omer, Miklat Hayakatuva Parshat Rachim. They'd write the word Miklat up there, just like we see in certain towns in Israel, especially in the north, south these days near the border. He says, Miklat on a lot of places, so you know where the bomb shelter is. Miklat HaKetuva Parashat Drachim. There was Miklat on the road signs, so people know where to go. He know where to go. Rav Kana, my cry, what's the pasuk? Tachin lecha haderech, prepare the way. Asay lecha hachana laderech. Chama Rachanina patach lapitcha laiparshta mihacha. So Chama Rachanina was going to teach this parsha of Ari Miklat. He gave the following homiletic introduction. Tov yashar adun alkein harachatai madarech. Hashem is straight, therefore he shows the sinners the way. Im lechataim yirak alachom el tzadikim. If he shows the sinners the way, certainly he shows the tzadikim. Shemilakish patach lapitcha laiparshta mihacha. He had the following homiletic opening. And Rashi quotes this in Chumash, Vasher lo tzadar limin al yadom. If a person did not try to ambush, and God caused them to come together, and he kills him, he'll go to Galut. Kasher yomar mashal komin v'shem yetzir resha, v'yadi lo tiyabach. Famous statement that David says to Shaul, the mashal akadmoni, the ancient proverb is, that evil doers do evil. Mecha tu medaber, what's it talking about? B'shnei b'nei adam shargu et ha-nefesh, two people killed. Echad harag b'shogeg, v'chad harag b'meizid. One on purpose, one unintentional. Is any demon? Is any demon? There's no witnesses to any demons. They both got away with it. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be niya anan lepudnak echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow gets them to come to the same inn. Zeh Shar Gmeizi, the one who killed intentionally, Hashem Tachar HaSulam, he's sitting underneath a ladder. Zeh Shar Gmeishogeg, Yared V'Sulam. And the one who killed unintentionally goes up the ladder, and now he's coming down, and I follow Avarago, and he kills him. Zeh Shar Gmeizi, Nerag. So therefore, the one who killed intentionally gets killed. The one who killed unintentionally goes into Galut. Okay. Ravuna am Ravuna. V'amala Ravuna am Ravulaz. I mean, at Torah min Avim HaKtuvim, we have a principle that we find in every part of Tanakh. B'derech Shadam Otzelelech Bamolichinoto. Wherever you want to go, they lead you. Min HaShamayim. Min HaTorah Dichtiv Lo Telechim Ahem. What does Bilam say? Hashem says to Bilam the first time, don't go with them. And then when Bilam perceives, Dichtiv Kum Lechitam, God says, okay, go with them, but do what I tell you. I lead you on the way. If you're a late, you act like a late. You go with the late. If you're humble, then you get a charm. You go the way you want to go. If a guy goes to Irmiklat, and the Goel Adam found him in the Irmiklat. Patur. If he kills him, he's Patur. Why? Kasavar Veloin Yishpat Mavet, when the text says that this guy shall run away and he has no capital crime, the Goel Adam Akut Udichtiv. It's talking about the Goel Adam, not the killer. Meitive Veloin Yishpat Mavet, the brightest says, Brotzeach Akatu Medavet. That's talking about that the killer is not liable. Tamar Rotzeach Veloin Goel Adam. Maybe it's the Goel Adam. Kshu Omer Vulo Sonelo Mitmot Shalshom. The person who's being referred to here is the killer. He didn't hate the guy in the past, therefore, we assume it was an accident. Remember, talk about the Rotzeach. Lo in Mishpat Mavet means that he is not liable. So the answer is that Rav Huna said as follows. He said it based on Kehai Tana, the following Tana, Tanya, Velo in Mishpat Mavet, the Goel Adama Ketuv Medaber. Talk about the Goel Adama. Tama Goel Adama Ketuv Medaber, Lo Rotzeach, Shomer, Velo Sonel Menu Shashom. They use the opposite kind of feel of exegetic, of exegesis. Since it already says he didn't hate him before, that's already the Rotzeach. Why does it add Veloy Nishpat Mavet? To tell you the Goel Adam HaKetuv Medaber. That's talking about the Goel Adam. If he kills him, he's not Chayab. Now, let's see if that works. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Mosrin lo shnei Tamidei Chachamim. We hand over two Tamidei Chachamim to escort the fellow. Sherei Gerom HaDerech V'yedavur Elav, so he could speak to the Goel Adam. My love to Matubre di Koto Baktolahu, isn't it that they tell him, give Matra, if you kill him, you'll be Chayav Mita. Look, could it tell you, and very love, very Maru that to speak to him, we things that'll try to convince him not to do it. Omrimlo, Altin Hagbo Min Hag Shofedin, don't be like these murderers. Bishkagaba Masalido, it was an accident. The mayor, who made the Baradat Swan? The Mishnah, the mayor said, the guy speaks on his own, the killer. The answer to the mayor that's not in the Mishnah is, you know what? When you have a delegation, it helps. They can convince him perhaps better than you. He'll see you will get all hot-blooded. Now, Amar Mar b'shagaga b'masa liyado. So we say that one of the things that the two guys say to the Goel Adam is, listen, the guy did it by accident. Except Pshita, that's a no-brainer. If he did it intentionally, he wouldn't be going to Galut. The answer is in Vatan, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, B'tchila Achad Shokhan Chamezim, Mekamim La'arei Miklat, V'itin Shokhan Vino Tamisham. In other words, because originally anybody would go there, which means they had to say this guy did a B'shoge because he might not have been B'shoge. Mishraya Mita Hargu, if Yitzchaya Mita, then he killed him, Shinamar, V'shachuzin Ero, V'lakhu Oto Misham, V'nanu Oto B'yad Gual Adam V'meit. Some other Gual Adam plays a role in his execution. If he's not a chayav, then they let him go. They save him, and he goes free. If he's chayav galut, Machzira told him, come on, he sends him back to the city. Now, Rebbe disagrees with Yosef Yehuda at our Mishnah, meaning the intentional murderers would go on their own. They think that the Ir Miklat protects anybody, even an intentional kill, at least until the din. They don't know that if you were killed mezid, it does not collate, and you're open game. Let's say in a city where a majority of the people are killers, it doesn't work as an irmiklat. He has to speak to the zakenim. It can't be that what he has to say, what they have to say, is the same thing. Which means, by the way, even if they're all unintentional killers, in other words, you now have an irmiklat, which a majority of its residents are people who fled there. Can't work anymore. Let's say there are no elders. Enakolet doesn't work. It says ziknayir. Itmar, so now the following. That the machloket about Rabbi Lazar. The one who says, we don't know which one, the one who says it doesn't work, that says, you have to speak to the Zakenim, there are no Zakenim. The one who says it does work, mitzvah ma'alma. Ideally, you speak to the Zakenim, but if not, still near Miklat. The Irshain ba'Zakenim, second machloket. Remember, Asi Charamar Nasa ben Sormar, you could have Ben Sormar in that city. Charamar Ein Nasa ben Sormar, the other one says you can't. Right, Nasa ben Sormar, the one who says you can't, ma'ina and ziknei ha'iro. The parents have to bring him to the elders of the city, Valeka. And I'm not saying, the one who says you can, that's the ideal, but not necessary. Irshain Bazakini, the third machloket. Remember, Rasi Charamam via Eglarufa. That city could bring an Eglarufa if that's the closest town to where the homicide happened. Charamar Inam via Eglarufa. The other one says you can't. Mano Inam via Eglarufa, why by Inan Zikna Yirahi, the elders of that city. So again, there's a three parallel machlokot, and we assume that Rabbi Ami or Rav Asi are taking consistent positions about whether the mention of the zakenim is indispensable or is mitzvah ba'alma. Why is the parsha of killers in Sefer Yoshua, why does it use a harsh tone? In Perek Chaf, the shortest Perek in Yoshua, 9 Psukim, Hashem says to Yoshua, tells him to set up the Arei Miklat, and he uses Vayedaber. Everywhere else it's Vayomer. And Vayedaber, he says Lashon Hazah, as we'll see in a minute. Neshein Shel Torah. One answer is because this is Doraita. It's not a new thing, that's Doraita. L'meimer d'chol dibur Lashon Kasheh, is the word dibur always harsh? In Kedichtiv, when the brothers come back and report to Yaakov about their meeting with Tzafnat Panech that they don't know is Yosef, he says, Diber, he spoke to us in a harsh way. Ay Vatanya Nidberu, Ein Nidberu Alashon Nachat. And he says, Az Nidberu Yireh Adonai Ishal Re'eyu. Fearers of God speak to each other, and we say that's in a calm way. Chen Omer Yadber Amim Tachtenu says he will subjugate the nations under us. So it's quiet and subdued. The answer is diber lachud yad ber lachud. They're not the same word. Now nid beru is a little bit different philologically because it really does mean they spoke to each other, and yad ber lahad ber is to lead. But they recognize that it's not the same word. Pligir Rabbi Yehuda Arban Chadomer Neishes Sheham. One of them says the reason that Hashem spoke to Yeshua in a harsh way is because he delayed setting them up. The other one is the opinion we saw earlier because they're doraita. Now, at the end of Sefer Yeshua, it says, "Vayichtov Yeshua tadvarim ha'ele v'sefer Torah talmi." He wrote these words. But simple pshat is the Brit Shechem, which is the last parak, that he wrote it down and he put under a rock, and he said he put it in Torah Sefer Torah Elohim. Pligar Rav Yehuda Rav Nechemiah. Chano Mer Shmona Psukim. One of them says it's the last psukim, the eight psukim of the Torah, which, by the way, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah hold Yeshua wrote in Rav Batra. Chano Mer Ari Miklat. The other one says, no, it was the parsha of Ari Miklat was written in there. Bishlon Amar Chet Psukim. I don't know if Torah Talim. I understand if it's the opinion of the eight psukim, it goes in the Torah. But if it's Ari Miklat, my Besefer Torah Talim, why? Tachigama Reichtov Yeshua Besifro. He wrote in his own Sefer, in Yeshua, the words that were in Sefer Torah Talim about Ari Miklat. The Sefer Torah Talim is not where he wrote it, but where he is picking it up from. Meaning, not copying it, but that idea is originally there. Now, parenthetically, Sefer Shetfaro B'Pishtan, let's say it was Sefer Torah, and you stitch together the columns, not with sinews, but with flax. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Chadomer kasher, v'chadomer pasul, smachloket of its kasher. In Tefillin it says that you wear Tefillin so the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. So therefore all of Torah is compared to Tefillin by that pasuk, by dint of that pasuk. Just in the case of Tefillin, we know there's halachah v'shesina, you have to stitch them up with sinews. Therefore all of Torah has to be with sinews. What does the other one say? Torah Hashem Aficha also teaches you something else, that it has to be from a kosher animal. So the comparison is that a Sefer Torah also has to be from a kosher animal, but not for all the other halachot. So Rav said, I saw my uncle's tefillin, Rav Chia's tefillin, that were stitched with flax. And that's not the halacha. The tefillin have to be stitched with sinews, but whether it applies to us as a Sefer Torah or not is a machloket. Okay, Mir Hashem, in the next podcast, we'll pick up at the Mishnah Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph. And in the meantime, I wish everybody a wonderful day.